This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's COVID-19 numbers are still high, but suggest transmission and hospitalization levels are easing. The 7-day positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, fell to below 19% on Monday. That is well above the 5% level public health officials say signals concern. But it has fallen sharply since mid-January when it hit a record of almost 30%. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says state modelers are cautiously optimistic that transmission could keep declining in coming weeks and months.
Also, they do highlight in their report that of course depends on not seeing a new variant emerge. Obviously, we know that a new variant emerging would certainly change the story.
Hospitalizations of confirmed coronavirus patients fell to 1,300 Monday. That's the lowest in almost a month, but still a considerable strain on the hospital system. And you soon won't have to wear a mask indoors in most public places in Denver. Public Health Director Bob McDonald says the requirements were enacted 2 months ago when state COVID-19 modeling showed hospital capacity could be breached. Now things look better, so the mandate lifts by Friday.
Modeling makes it very clear that lifting the face covering order now is safe. Cases are going to continue to decline. And what that says is that Omicron has run out of fuel.
McDonald says should another variant emerge and conditions deteriorate again, the city could bring back the mandate and other measures. Adams and Arapahoe counties will also no longer require masks in public indoor spaces starting Saturday, and Douglas County is also reevaluating their mask mandate. This is CPR News and KRCC. This hour, we're joining Terry Gross for some fresh air. Colorado Springs right now is at 30 degrees.